The true pain of beleaguered bank Credit Suisse's final days revealed. And it doesn't make pretty reading. From the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Will Bain in for Liana this week. Thanks, as always, for your company. Yeah, in what's widely expected to be the bank's final set of financial results, Credit Suisse revealed more than $68.5 billion of customers' cash left the bank in the first 3 months of the year. The staggering outflows came after it was caught up in the market turmoil, which followed the collapses of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in the US in March, and it led to Credit Suisse's eventual forced sale to Swiss rival UBS. Banking analyst Francis Coppola says the sheer scale of the withdrawals meant the bank's fate was inevitable.
Well, actually, you put it in context, the outflows in the fourth quarter of last year were even worse. Just looking at the figures here, they've reported net asset outflows of 110 billion Swiss francs. And I think we hadn't realised how big a bank run Credit Suisse suffered in the fourth quarter of last year. And then, of course, this quarter's came on top of that. I mean, banks don't survive outflows like that. They really don't, however big they are. So I think we can confidently say this was really what brought Credit Suisse down. I think we are going to see more banking turbulence. Whether it will affect the very big banks like this, I don't know. Credit Suisse had been in trouble for a while. I mean, we should remember that Credit Suisse is a very, very wobbly and scandal-ridden bank.
Banking analyst Francis Coppola in London there. Well, shares in the UBS group are up just shy of 2% right now, so investors a bit more confident than Francis, perhaps, in a turnaround. Let's check in on the rest of the market's news now. Yeah, a bit of a disappointing start to the week in Asia and Europe. London, Frankfurt, Paris all down slightly right now. More marked falls in China, where the Hang Seng closed down 0.5% in Hong Kong. The Shanghai Composite Index was off just over 2%. A bit of a sense that the boom Chinese stocks got after the country's COVID reopening earlier this year might be losing some of that steam now, it seems. Let's head to Australia, where new research claims global military expenditure reached a record high last year around the world, driven by Russia's invasion of Ukraine and tensions in East Asia. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute said it reached $2.2 trillion last year, up nearly 4%. Australia is the latest country amongst those to ramp up its military spending after a review found its armed forces need to be radically overhauled to meet the challenge of what they describe as the missile age. The BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney has more.
The Defence Review doesn't identify China as a direct threat to Australia, but it does warn that Beijing's rapid military build-up and its territorial ambitions in the South China Sea are threatening its national interests. There are concerns that the country is no longer protected by its geographic isolation. The review calls for upgrades to military bases in northern Australia and more investment in long-range missiles.
The BBC's Phil Mercer. Today marks a pretty grim anniversary. It's been 10 years since the collapse of the Rana Plaza building in Bangladesh, which killed at least 1,130 garment workers and injured several thousand more. The eight-story building housed factories making clothes for Western brands, and it was the worst disaster of its kind in the garment sector. Many victims, like Sumi Akhtar, are still waiting for compensation.
I don't know whose fault it is, but we are not getting the justice even after 10 years. We want justice, appropriate compensation and treatment. We want treatment for the rest of our lives. We are alive, but we are dying day by day.
A major question for the fashion industry. In the decades since, has it learnt any lessons from the disaster? Maria Malone is the founder of the Fashion Business Hub at Manchester Metropolitan University here in the UK.
The problem is that it was an accident waiting to happen. And Rana Plaza really opened the curtains on some of the negative aspects of the fashion industry. But it's not typical of the whole industry. I do have to say that in my years working in the industry, I've been to some amazing factories, some state-of-the-art factories around the world. So it is an aspect of the industry, but not typical. But if you go and place an order with somebody in Bangladesh and you inspect the factory and you're happy with it, that's great. But if that order, then they may do part of it in their factory, but outsource part of it to another factory that you've never seen and you've never inspected. It's very difficult to get control.
That's Maria Malone of Manchester Metropolitan University here in the UK. Now, here's a good quote for you. Everything I own smells like champagne, beer and grass. Sounds like a good weekend, doesn't it? Well, it was for the actor Ryan Reynolds, because those were his words in a tweet after his soccer club that he bought with fellow actor Rob McElhenney, Wrexham, won English soccer's fifth tier title at the weekend, earning promotion back to the fully professional ranks. And Deadpool star Reynolds, well, he wanted a memento of the occasion.
The league above. Anything is
Foster. Jersey now.
This is his jersey. Yeah. This stinks, by the way. Honestly, this absolutely stinks.
Are you wearing an undershirt?
Yeah.
Give me a jersey.
I'll say no to you. You go there.
Are you putting that on eBay, Ryan? Or what's going
on? Listen, I work in show business. We fall on hard times.
Apparently on hard times in show business, Ryan Reynolds gate-crashing a press conference there and asking the former England and Manchester United goalkeeper, now Wrexham's goalkeeper, Ben Foster, for his jersey. He wasn't the only one in good spirits too. These fans leaving the stadium were ready for a return to football's big leagues after a 15-year absence.
Wrexham!
Oh, absolutely wonderful. Absolutely fantastic.
I feel amazing. Fabulous. I can't believe they won the league.
I used to come to the Kop with my dad every other Saturday in the 1970s. We waited a long, long, long time for this, and it's been a wonderful experience. The enthusiasm of everybody, and I think it's done Wrexham a world of good.
Great pictures from that weekend. BBC.com/news. Season 2 of the club's lucrative documentary tie-up with Disney Plus. Got the Hollywood ending there, didn't it? Our ending here with Will Bain. Thanks so much for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.